can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. If you're not ready to learn, then take your ass two doors down with the rest of those crying bitches. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve. It is Game Wait. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said it is Game Time.
Yo, oh shit. All right, what's up? Hey, what's up, everybody? Let me kick the music. Let me go and kick y'all to kick the music and stuff. What's going on, everybody? Hold on to me. Got to make sure I lock in for my Cowboy game and shit. Make sure my game's on while I'm talking to y'all. So, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? It's the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Gentlemen, I am here to help you guys out. The one thing I am going to do is I am going to shatter your mind today, and we're going to do everything we can to change your perception of the game. Guys, I want to call in. The number is, y'all have the, oh wait, I don't even have the number up here. I got to give y'all the right number. I give you the one with the right number. We'll put that up in a second. Hope you guys are doing okay. Y'all got the number y'all want to call in. The number to call in is 563-999-3056. So I want to make an announcement. Also, we're going to switch most of our shows to like 8 East now. I'm going to change the time to that. So I just want y'all to see that. We have a good show for you guys today. Let me see here. I think I deleted that. So I'm going to go ahead and grab my other joint and post that up. But guys, yeah, absolutely, guys. Y'all got questions and stuff like that, please call in. We got you covered. And we definitely want to chop it up with you guys. Y'all can call in at 563-999-3056. Shout out to, first off, like I always do, I want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room out there. You know how we do it, guys. No one does it like we do it, but excuse me, the thing I want to make sure y'all guys do is go ahead and get your notebooks out. Guys, get your notebooks out. Take notes and all that other stuff, okay? Take notes, write things down, and soak in all this game that we have for you guys out there, okay? Take notes. And I ask all you guys out there who are brand new to the show and you're new, if you're new to the show, go ahead and go to your local Walmart, go to your local dollar store or whatever and get your puzzle pieces and begin the process of how we teach you guys how to grow as men. Guys, if you have a question or anything like that, y'all know what's up. Just put a Q or any questions that you have, put a T. If you're texting a woman, please put a T in there if you're texting a woman. If a woman is saying something to you that throws you off, just put a W in there. Or if you have a question, put a Q, okay? We want to make sure that we interact with you guys best way we can on this show. So I just wanted to say, what's up? We have a really good show today. We're going to be talking about etiquette. It's something that a lot of people don't know about when it comes to the game and how men really win in this thing, man, especially with how their etiquette is. So this is going to be the theme of the show today, game etiquette, the single-minded man and etiquette, how he handles himself when it comes to women, okay? How he handles himself. So we want to make sure that you guys lock in on that, guys, and questions are welcome and all this other stuff if you have any questions and stuff. Why is etiquette, why is etiquette important in the game? See, most people walk out their door just about every day, and unfortunately, they're looking for women, and unfortunately, they're looking for relationships, and they're looking for sex. Not to say those things are bad, but the problem is that they're not working on themselves and creating a certain kind of an etiquette that how they handle themselves to themselves first before they even meet up with a woman. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, the etiquette that you have, because I always trying to get you guys to see what's different. What we try to do and we try to teach you is what we want to do is we want to show you guys the more you work on your mind and the more you build, you will be able to create a certain kind of swag, a certain kind of smoothness that you've never had before, but it's not going to start from doing things outside of yourself. So we want to make sure that when we're talking to you today, that we have a little bit of clarity on that. And like I say, guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all can. I'll always check the lines. Excuse me. I'll check the lines and all other stuff. Lines are open. But, you know, most people don't understand that the etiquette that you have to have is got to be more of an internal thing here, okay? And it's not that you're going to be an asshole, but you're going to be perceived as one. You're not a jerk. You're going to be conceived as one. You're going to be conceived as cocky, arrogant. But the thing is that women are going to be drawn into this kind of behavior that is not on you like a jacket or a coat or a hat. It is a behavior that is woven inside of you, and you're just moving. You're not thinking. You're just moving. Okay, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to discuss that today. The etiquette, some of the things that you have to have and stuff like that. But as I've always said, I know so many of you guys, the biggest problem, and it will always be an issue for a lot of people out there who want to learn game, but they will never measure up or get to that level of game because of how their mind is. Remember, everything is always a mindset, and everything that you do is cultivated by how you think about yourself and how you move. And we don't see that sometimes. We can't see that sometimes when we're too ashamed to look in the mirror and see what it is we are to ourselves. So what we want to do is we want to talk about some of these things. I want you guys to get your crayons out. I want you guys to ask questions and all that stuff, and we're going to break all this stuff down. But this is etiquette, okay? This is how you must behave to yourself. Behaving this way to yourself is going to draw out something in you that draws the woman closer to you by how you think and how you move, okay? That's what we want you guys to see. One of the things, and these, I guess these are all important, but let's just talk about a few of them. The first thing is that you have to realize at the end of the day, there is really no woman out there that is out of your league. And I want to talk about why this is very important, because I always talk about the judgments that you guys have. And the judgments, not the first one, let's talk about number two and number three judgment. Number two and number three judgment that most of you guys have when it comes to women is that most of you guys are automatically assume that based off of how she looks, you automatically assume, excuse me, you automatically assume that she has a boyfriend. Or she's somebody that is someone that's hard to obtain, okay? See, most of these guys out there, okay, they want to talk to beautiful women, all right? Okay? But unfortunately, how they think is the biggest problem, because in their minds, okay, some of them think that some of these women out here, you know, they have an attitude. So she's not the kind of woman that would like me, or she's so beautiful and she's so exotic that I don't have a shot. You know, I was talking to one of my boys earlier today, and it was so cool. I mean, you know, not, you talk to your boys, it's the same thing. I'm talking to one of my boys, and, you know, there's a joint, you know, that's interested in him. And he has a girl, and she doesn't care. And we'll talk more about that on Sunday, but she really doesn't care. And she's drawn into the fact that he's the only person out of all the people that she knows that just won't put her on a pedestal. He won't put her on a pedestal at all, okay? And see, the thing that he knows and the thing that I'm trying to teach you is that there is no woman out of your league. There is no woman out of your league, because you are special, you are different, you are the only one of your kind. So there shouldn't be anything special about a woman, because as a man, I know that the women out here, they love men who are unpredictable, okay? They love men that are smooth. They love men that that draw out on an air of mystery to them. And it's all about me, and that's what I'm trying to get you to say. You know, see, most guys go up to women already losing, because they already look at her and they come off with, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. She will never like a guy like me. Oh my gosh, she has a stacked body. I mean, how many times have you been to the gym? How many times have you been to the store? How many times have you been to Starbucks or wherever you get your coffee or whatever it is you drink? How many times have you done that and you see a woman? And 252, I got you 1 second. You see a woman, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, she's so much better than me. Let me grab this call. We'll continue. 252, what's your question, brother?
What's up, Steve? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you, brother. How can I help you, man?
So I was calling you. I got this little situation with this shorty I was talking to. And so basically, I've been listening to you for a while. And I know how you say, like, when you first meet women, just don't look for relationships and just lead with, like, who you are. So me and this woman basically was talking for, like, 2 months. And out of nowhere, she just called me and was like, oh, yeah, my ex is, he's hit me back up. And I'm open to, like, seeing where things can go with this guy. And I ain't going to lie, it was kind of like, I know you say nothing, the woman just said she like, throw you off, but it kind of threw me off because.
Why did it throw you off?
I ain't going to lie.
Why, tell me why it threw you off.
I guess because of like how she was saying how she felt about me. She's like, oh,
okay,
like.
Let's go back. You've been talking for 2 months, right?
We met 2 months ago.
You met 2 months ago. Okay. How many dates have you been on?
We only been on one date, but I've seen her three times.
Okay, you've been on one date. You've seen her three times. Out of the three times. Out of the three times, how many times have y'all kissed, messed around, or anything like that?
But yeah, we kissed on the first date, and then I seen her three times after that, and we had sex twice. She gave me head once because she was on a period.
Okay, now, and that's cool. But, this is what I'm saying. Okay. Where the only reason you're having a throw-all is if you are emotionally attached to this person where you have feelings for her. So is that the case? Because there's no other reason why it's throwing you off if you're just fucking.
I mean, yeah, so that's honestly something I wanted to ask you about. So, I mean, she asked me my intentions, and I'll be honest, I do fuck with her to answer your question, if you feel me. But I'll be honest, she asked me my intentions, and I was like, I don't know you well enough to consider you for a relationship, so I would just like to enjoy the moment and just, like, get to know you in a more intimate way. And so when I said that to her,
Okay, this is where you got it wrong, because you've already gotten it. You already fucked, right? Right?
Oh, no, I'm saying this is before, like, we fucked. Like, this is something
this is before you fucked. You said that to you. Okay, so then, I don't understand what the, where's the issue and the problem at then?
Okay, so I guess the issue is, because I know you say, like, oh, yeah, always leave a candle in the window. Like, you shouldn't really care if I'm a woman is going back to her ex.
What is it to care about if you're just fucking?
So this the thing. Like, she was on our most recent phone call. She called me. She's like, yeah, I got so much uncertainty about you because I feel like it's just sex between us. I feel like, and I mean, she's like, yeah, I want you to like be more vulnerable, and I don't want us to have like just a sexual.
No, way. She wants you to be more vulnerable. She wants you to be. Why is she telling you how to be king? Why is she trying to tell you how to be king?
Yeah, you're right. But that's just something she
I'm not trying to be right. I'm just being real. Why is she telling you how to be king?
You're right. That was one of the mistakes.
So her telling you that she wants you to be vulnerable. Why didn't you check that fucking behavior? Why didn't you check?
So that's what I'm saying. I did at the moment. So I was
What did you do then? Wait, stop. Let's do it again. What did you do when she told you she wanted you to be more vulnerable? What did you say?
So we was having that conversation.
I didn't ask what you was having that conversation. I'm asking, what did you say, my brother? What did you say?
I said something. I basically changed the subject, and I like.
Wait a second. Why would you change the subject, though? Why you're not being, you ain't being a pain about your shit. Why would you change the subject?
No, I'm saying, so when she said that to me, I was like, yeah, I'm not really trying to be vulnerable with you. And then I changed the subject. But
so then what happened?
So then, yeah, then she just went on to go and say like, yeah, I just feel like between us, it's more so just sexual because
Is it not just sexual?
I mean, yeah, it is, but I also can say like we do have like a sort of connection. Like we don't talk about.
How long have you known her for?
I mean, I met her in November, so it's only been like 2 months.
So you think you got a connection with a bitch after 2 months, man? Come on, man. You're in the feminine, dog. You're in your fucking emotions and shit. You really actually think you're connected to a fucking woman that you're just fucking? And you think you're connected to her because you get to nut and talk to her? What's the connection? Tell me, what's the connection? I want to know. What's the connection?
So my definition of connection, explain to me in the chat room, dogs.
What is this magical connection that you have with a woman that you've only known for 2 months and you're just fucking? What is the connection?
So for me, it would be like, because for me, it's the difference between
it
like.
It would be like what? Don't just talk. What is the connection? What's the connection?
I'm trying to talk, but I'm saying like, all right, I'm going to.
No, you're not saying nothing, but I'm just saying. You feel like, tell me your feelings. What is the connection?
I would just say like us being able to talk. Well, you're right. It was more so a sexual.
Being able to talk to her about what? What is so touching and moving about what kind of conversation you have with a woman that you've only known for 2 months that you're just fucking? So I'm waiting. What do y'all talk about? What endearing conversation? Tell me. What endearing conversations do you have with a woman that you've only knew for 2 months that you're just fucking? So tell me, what enduring, beautiful conversation are you having with her, sir?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like most of our conversation.
You're saying it's a connection. But would you I want you to think about that for a second. I want you to hear something. You understand she's running game on you, right? You're the mark. You're the sucker. You do understand that, right? You do understand that, right?
Yeah, it feels like playing position.
Yeah. Well, no, it seems like that she's moving all the pieces and you're just sitting there letting her move. So please, let's go back. Tell me about these enduring, deep, philosophical, special conversations that you're having with a woman you fuck for 2 months. What are they about?
I mean, I would say we more so like share ideas about the world and we just have like different discussions.
Wait,
you feel me? But it's more so me talking about like what I want to talk about and her just listening. Like,
well, okay, so
I mean,
that, wait, what you understand, they're supposed to do that. So what's so special?
This is why I wanted to call you, because I know I feel like I was doing everything right, because I've been listening to you for about a while.
You're doing everything.
So
okay, if you were listening to me and she asked you and told you she wanted you to be more emotional and all that stuff, why did you change the subject if you're actually listening to me? You think I would change? Or do you think I would squash that little amber before it turned into a fire? What do you think?
I feel like I did squash it.
Wait, how did you want to talk about? Okay, but yeah, well, you didn't want to talk about it no more, but you didn't squash it. You didn't shut the door shut. You didn't tell her.
How was I supposed to?
That we're just fucking. There are no things going on between us, and the fact you can ask for me to be whatever you want me to be, but I'm not going to be what you want me to be. I am who I am, and if you don't like who I am right now, then take your ass on. I don't need you. But you didn't do that though. If you were listening to me,
all right, yeah, you're right. I didn't say all that.
No, I know you didn't.
So my next question.
But wait, but then she tells
my
you.
My next question is.
Okay, but wait. Okay, then she tells you her ex-boyfriend came up. But let's go back for a second. Do you see why you need the fucking 101? Do you see why you need the kissing 101, the master, the bedroom, the fireplace? Because you're fucked. Remember, you said you fucked her a few times, right? And if you fucked her the way you should have fucked her, do you actually think she's going to go back to her ex-boyfriend?
Nah, I don't. But then I remember. Nah, I'm gonna just keep it. I don't. I ain't gonna beat around the bush.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
I feel like I fucked her pretty good, though, Steve.
Not good enough, because she's thinking and going back to her ex. So do you actually think you really fucked her good? You actually think you really fucked her good when she's telling you this shit?
Yeah, you're right. I couldn't have. I guess she was just telling me what I wanted.
If you would have checked the behavior when she told you, I want you to have more feeling, and you told her, don't ever tell me what I should be doing. You have no right. If you want to talk to them other suckers and tell them what you want them to give you, that's fine. But you cannot tell a king how to be king. And that's what she was doing. And you did not address it. You ran from it. Then you reinforced the bad sex. Then you reinforced that you were in your fucking feelings right now. So she tells you that I'm thinking about going back to my ex. What did you say?
For me, I don't know. It's like you're not answering. Oh, no, I wanted to ask you another question before we got into that.
We'll get to the other question, but answer the question. What did you do when she told you she's thinking about going back to her ex?
I mean, we was more so on the phone. What did you say? I was like, I respect that. You feel me? And I mean, I basically was telling her, like, I can't really. It's not much I can do about that. I'm not going to be the type to convince you, like, you want to fuck with him.
Listen, cool. Uncle, okay, if you listen to me, what do you think I'm saying with that? If you actually listen
with
to
you,
me, what do you think I'm doing?
So with you, I mean, I felt like you was more so the type, I mean, you say, like, throw him back in the water and leave a candle in the window, so,
so
that's what I did.
No, you didn't.
I'm
you
saying,
didn't say it, but you should have said, you know what? I encourage, listen, if you want to go back to your ex, please do it. I'm all for it. Go back. But when you want some dick on the side, call me. That's it. You, hey, look, I can't tell you how many times women tried to throw other guys in my face trying to say that, you know what, I met somebody new, and I think it's going to go somewhere. So, you know, I got to stop doing this, and I got to slow us down, and I don't want us to move forward. And, you know, I care about this guy. You know what? By all means, do what you have to do. Go to him. You know what they say to me? You don't care. What? Wait a second. You just told me that you want to go back to your ex, and I'm all for it because my job is not to take you to fancy meals and dress you up and pay your rent and do all that shit. My job is to pin your knees back to your shoulders. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir.
But see, what's happening is she tested you and you failed the test. Because you, my friend, okay, so she said that, how long ago did she say that to you?
I mean, this is a conversation we had today, so I seen you was having a live show, so I was like, yeah, let me
okay,
call
so,
him.
Okay, all right, no doubt. Okay, so what was the last conversation y'all had?
So the last conversation we had was basically, I was leaving the candle in the window, like you said.
Well, how did you
say,
okay,
like,
then how did you leave the candle in the window? Tell us all. How did you leave the candle in the window, bro?
So I said, so she's like, Malik, I think. She's like, yeah, I just need to I'll rewind it for you. So we was on the phone, and then I was going to the gym, and then she texted me. She's like, oh, I need some time to think about things. I need some time to matter of fact, I'm going to just read it out.
Please read it.
My bad. But, she's like, hey, I'm going ghost for a couple of days. I got some news that I need to resonate on. It's nothing bad. I just need a couple of days to process. And my response to that was, okay, I appreciate you for letting me know.
I appreciate
to talk to you.
Whoa.
So that
gentlemen,
was a mistake.
Gentlemen, while I watch it live, I'm here to tap the glass to break your perception of the game. Let me break your perception of the game. Listen to me. Here's the problem. Problem is you should have told her, you know what? Just go back to him. And when you want to fuck on the side, call me. Unless you have put your feelings here. Do you care about this woman? Do you have are you like feeling hurt? What are you feeling right now? Because I need to know where you're at. Do you want her? What do you
mean? I'll be honest. I did. But I'm not feeling
okay, let me say it again. Let me show how cold women are. Okay, what is the rule of the drug dealer? It's to give you the first hit for free and get you on the comeback. So what she was smart enough to do was lace you with the drug of her, okay? Lace you with the drug of her. That means she was doling out. You were smoking her weed. You were snorting her coke. You were shooting up her pipe. and you were injecting her heroin in your fucking veins, meaning that she was giving you good feelings, and then she was smart enough to snatch it all away from you, and now you feel some kind of way because you should have been doing this to her. But you didn't do that.
I mean, yeah, I realized I didn't really handle the situation like I was supposed to. That's
you didn't
why
handle the situation.
I wanted to just
Okay, a woman should never come to you and say, I need time. A woman should never say, I need time to think things over. No, you don't need to think things over. I'm going to tell you what the deal is. This is the deal. Deal is this. Go back to your ex. Because if you feel that he can give you something more than I can, go back to him. I'm just saying, listen, but when you want to fuck on the side, get back with me. But what she's doing is what they do on those Lifetime channel TV shows. Let me give you the example. It's the perfect playbook. This is how they do you guys. Well, you know what? I don't like our situation. And you know what? If you're not going to marry me, then I'm going to find someone else who's going to marry me in France. And I'm going to take that trip. And I'm going to take that job in France. And I'm going to find someone special. You're like, whatever, right? And she gets on the airplane. Here you are walking down the beach in your fucking feelings. And then you have this amazing epiphany that, oh, my God, this is the one for me. Hey, cabbie. Come here, cabbie. I need to get to the airport right away. Okay. Wait, she's on a tarmac. So let me jump and stop the plane and run up on the airplane and shut everybody down just to say, you know what, I love you. I don't want you to go to France. Will you be? And you know what she's saying? You sucker. I got you. I got you because you're in your feelings.
Brother, all right, so I'm gonna see. Can I say something?
Sure.
So I would say, like, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. She been hitting me with, like, I mean, I watched the show that you and Coach EO made, and it was like never listen to what women say. And I guess it makes sense because, I mean, she done told me like so many different things. Like at first, after we fought, she was like, yeah,
That's
I told my
whole,
friends. They were saying I fuck you too fast.
That's my whole point. She's moving the chess pieces because she knows that she has you in the position she's got you in right now. She's holding those pieces right now because in her mind right now she knows that she's got the cat bird seat because she's holding out. She knows. Dangling another guy in your face is going to make you feel some kind of way, which you are. You're feeling some kind of way. Brother, I'm telling you, look, I can't tell you how many say this to me, dog. Hey, you know what? I don't like being second fiddle. I'm not happy. I want someone to be all mine. Oh, then bye. Why are you talking to me that way? And someone will say, fine, I'll go. And then they're like, well, you know, I miss you. Or they were like, yeah, I just saw him and everything, but I still want you to see you. Can you come over? Dog. I keep telling you. And all you
are. So I did. My bad.
What I'm saying to you, young man, is that this is what standing on your square is. Remember, it's the one thing that I say to all you guys out there. You must know your why. You must defend it, stand on it, and express it, right? So that means that if you and I are just fucking and there is no relationship, I encourage you to go out with other. Hey, by all means, look, I will even come over and pick out the dress you wear to go out to dinner with that guy. I'm not taking you out to dinner. Please go to dinner with that guy. And when you're showing me your brand new phone that he paid for you, I'm cool with it. Hey, that's awesome. When he pays your bill, that's great. It's none of my business what you do. But if you throw another man in my face, oh, we got a problem. We have a problem. Because at that point, you think I'm some kind of a sucker thinking that I'm going to be feeling some kind of way because you brought up another dude, man. Look, man, I would tell her, I was just saying for me, if it was me, I'd tell her, you know what? Don't waste no time. I say go with him because you know what? Only thing I can do for you is fuck, hang out with you. That's all I can give you. And if that's not enough, then I think you should go and be with her. That, see, this is what we're trying to tell you. Women don't want you. Women do not want you to give in. Stop giving in. You're giving in to, you're playing her game now. She's dangling another dude in your face. And look. Because you saw her butthole and y'all are laying in the bed together talking about your dreams and aspirations, you think you have a connection with her. You see what I'm saying, brother? You think because she's saying, yes, sure, wow, exciting, yes, wow, sure, exciting, whoa, and you think that you're saying to yourself, wow, she really listens to me. Wow, she's pretty amazing girl. Took one line of her fucking drug right there. Oh, she's so amazing. Let me go and take some of the fentanyl. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, but the thing I want to say is...
Yeah, what's up?
So that's the thing. Like, this something...
What's the thing? What's the thing, bro?
Because, like, yeah. I told her I was talking to other women. She's like, yeah, that's honestly something that bothered me, and it made me, like, uncertain.
Bothered you? Okay, all right, brother, you have to understand this. I'm not trying to be a dick, okay? I'm not trying to be a dick. But at the end of the motherfucking day, it is all about me. And every woman that has something to say, I don't care because I'm like, fuck yo feelings. So I'm asking you, why do you care?
I mean, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't care, but I guess now she fucked me up because she ain't said it until, like, she was saying, like, oh, yeah, I wanna get back with my ex because
they're always gonna again. I'm gonna get back with my husband. I'm gonna get back with my ex. I'm gonna get back with my boyfriend. I'm gonna get back with this guy because I feel like we're not connecting, and I feel like all I am is just
that's
a piece of
what
ass
said.
To you.
That's literally
I just
what you
feel, I just feel like I'm a piece of meat, and I know I have value, right? Remember that value? I have value, and I'm special, and I feel that I have a guy out there for me. Really, the fuck? And you want to buy that boy? Man, if I can mail her an Oscar, because as soon as she got done with the gator tears and she hung up the phone with you, she said, I got that bitch. She said, I got that bitch. And you like this. Damn, man. I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose her.
Our
conversations were so deep. We talked so much after I saw her butthole that, wow. You know, the time that we spent in the bed and she just kissed and everything. Oh, my God, I don't want to lose her to another man. That's what you're saying. And that's what she's doing. And then to reinforce it, oh, my God, this is beautiful. She's like, you know what? I need some time. I just need a little time to think things over to make sure. And oh my God. And you're just like, okay, man, you got to cut that bullshit off. You don't need time. I'm going to tell you what to do. if you don't like what's going on with us, go to that dick over there. Bye. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
See ya.
I don't
That's
need
the
you.
I'll be honest. I'll be honest. Coach, she said everything you literally said. Like, she's like, oh, I just feel like me and you, we just fucking. And, like, this other guy, he's, like, literally my best friend. So, it's like, I just feel uncertain because I feel like you just want to fuck me because, like,
yes.
90% of our conditions are just sexual.
Yeah.
So, that's why I wanted to ask you.
But this is what I'm saying. Hey, look, allow me to solve it. Listen, be with him all you want. When you ready to fuck and you want to get together, we will. And that's going to be the shift if you stand on it. Listen, what you guys don't understand is that these women, we're going to be talking about this on tomorrow's show, guys. Women want men who have other women. But they're going to play games because she's trying to whittle you down and be a one-woman man by dangling another guy. And you failed the test. See, what do I keep telling you? You got to learn how to say no. They should have one foot out of the door, meaning that you can't tell me, okay? I'm not going to ask why he hates himself. I'm not going to ask him that. What I'm asking you, caller, is why. Tell me why. Please.
Why? What?
Why are you in your feelings? Why?
I don't even know, honestly. Because
if this is supposed to be just a fuck, why is there a connection? Do you want her to be your girl?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's too soon for that. But she basically telling me, like,
wait. She's telling you. All right. She's telling you, huh? Hold on. She's telling you, right? Allow me to play this clip for you, okay? Because apparently, I guess you forgot you're king. Sometimes we forget we're king, and sometimes we let people say things to us that shouldn't even be said. So let me play this for you. Where is it at? Let me find it. I need you to hear this, okay? This is very important. Let me see. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe that you're buying into the bullshit, dude. Why are you buying into the bullshit?
Oh, no, that's honestly what I wanted to ask you. But I guess this comes with standing on your square.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was honest about her. I was honest about, like, my options. I was honest about my intentions. Like, I told her, like, I do talk to other women, so I just want to see what things go between us. And so it was pretty sexual. And when I told her I talked to other women, because one time I went on a date, she asked me what I was doing. I was like, yeah, I just went on a date, and she was kind of jealous, I could tell, but she played it cool. She made it seem like she didn't really care. And then now she recently just told me, like, you talking to all those other women, it bothered me, and it just had me, like, overthinking, and basically just saying, like, you talking to other women, I don't really know if I could, that's something I want to be a part of.
All right, wait a second. I want you to hear something. I need to find it. I don't know. I'm about to find it because apparently you don't understand. You just don't get it. Allow me to play this for you. Ready?
One as a gift. Not my phone call.
Listen.
You might be labeled a vassal, perhaps, or a peasant. Yet you seek to raise yourself above those men, both of whom would gladly sweat and toil to feed their families, pay their
No, wait, here we go. Let me get to the business. Hold on a second.
You think yourself above
them? Wait. All right, here we go. Listen, here we go. Listen.
You pay nothing and do nothing, which leads me to believe you are nothing. Which begs the question, what is a nothing doing at my court?
So she's a nothing. So why are you making a nothing into something? Tell me. Why are you making a nothing into something?
Well, I'll be honest. And then after this, I just want to move on from the situation.
Because you're emotionally invested in the situation, brother. You're emotionally tied into. Listen. Okay, what you doing? I'm with another woman. Okay, cool. Can I talk to you for a second? Well, you know what? I was kind of upset because you went out with somebody. Baby, wait, let's talk for a second. I told you from the get-go, you're not the only woman. And if you have a problem with what I'm doing, then find somebody else. What am I doing again? Find someone else. I don't give a fuck if you're upset or not, because I'm not going to be upset if you're with another guy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess my problem is, like, I don't know. I can be talking to women, a lot of women, but if I just find, like, I know you'd be like, yeah, you got to be ready to throw them back in the chamber. But
yes.
I don't know. If I find, yes, like, a cool girl I fuck with, it'd be kind of hard for me to let it go. So that's something I'm trying to work on.
Okay, wait. Okay. Because, let me guess, she's your friend? Y'all, what, hang out and push each other on the swing? And when did the fuck you become a friend?
I guess I'll say this. It was just, like, the pussy and the sexual connection. I ain't really want to, like, I ain't want to let that go, I'll be honest.
Oh, my. So she's got you pussy whipped.
Nah, aren't like.
Oh, what? What?
But I would say it's more so like I fuck with her character too, so it's like all.
What about her character? What about her character? Tell me. Tell us all. What about her character?
I mean, she was very cooperative. You feel me? Like everything I said, she was like going with it. She never really flaked on me. And then
it's only been,
I mean,
2 months.
She invited me.
Oh, and she invited you where?
I mean, I was just going to say, like, you said wait for the invite. You feel me? So I was saying, like, she gave me the invite, and it just seemed like she was really fucking with me. I guess that's where I got
You were just fucking. So why are you making a fuck more than what it is? Unless you're the one that's caught up. If you're caught up, just be honest. But it sounds like you're caught up.
I mean, I was already honest. I told you I was fucking with her. Like, I told you I was fucking with her a little bit. Like, we was fucking with each other.
Dude, look. You ain't ready to be a man yet. So just go to her and tell her, look, I'll be your boyfriend. Just go ahead and take your response.
Nah, like,
hand it to her and take a knee and say, please stay. Please, baby, baby, stay. Please be baby, baby, please. That's what you want to do. You want to beg her back. No, because apparently.
I put the candle in the window, so I ain't really.
You didn't put it on
the window.
The candle in the window should have been right here. Look, you don't need to take any time. I'm gonna fix this for you. You go back to your ex-boyfriend, and when you want to fuck, get back at me. That's it. But you haven't done that yet.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what I said when I put the candle
you
in the window. You
didn't say go to him. Or when you want to fuck me, call me. You didn't say that, man. Well, I respect what you're thinking, and, you know, it's really admirable, and I really appreciate the fact that you came out of your fucking emotions and really talked to me. I mean, that's really – I mean, what? What is that?
Come on, I ain't say all that now.
That's how it came off, because you didn't tell her the right thing.
Yeah, I didn't tell her exactly the way you told her, but I feel like I told her in like a similar
you
way.
You didn't tell. You did not say, go to him. I'm going to solve it. Be with him, and when you want to fuck me on the side, call me. You didn't say any of that, sir. You didn't say any of that.
I mean, I did tell her to call me. I was like, when you want to talk to me again or see me again, call me. You feel me?
Again, you did not lead her or tell her what to do. I'm going to solve this. Be with your boyfriend. Go back to your ex. When you want to fuck me on the back end, call me. That's what I'm saying.
I feel you. So I just want to know, like, moving forward.
There is no moving forward. How should I handle you? You're not moving forward. You're still stuck.
I mean, yeah, that's honestly why I wanted to call you, because, I mean, I know I don't have all the answers.
So
I was like,
so what do you want? But I don't know. What do you want to do? You tell me what you want to do, and I'll tell you what you need to do. What do you want to do? Fuck what I would do. What do you want to do?
I mean, she already told me. She already said what she said, so I'm not going to try to, like,
she
run after
her. Okay.
She
said she wants time, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, she said,
what
you
part
said, like,
of calling her fucking ass up and telling her you don't need to take any time to think about it? Go back to him. When you want to fuck, call me. Unless you're in your fucking feelings. What is it that you want? What do you want to do?
Now, what I'm trying to tell you, Arm, is I already said that. I'm
you
also
didn't,
trying to, like...
Stop saying that. You said the last thing she said, she wanted to take time. You said, okay, thanks for letting me know. That's all you said,
now,
man.
That was a different conversation. That was the conversation we had.
Oh, my God,
dude. I'm telling you, the conversation we had today was me leaving the candle in the window. You feel me?
Tell me again. What's the candle? Go ahead. What is the candle you left in the window? Because I got to continue with the show. What's the candle you left, man? What did you leave in the window? What did you say?
My bad. According to you, I didn't leave the candle in the window. I guess
I know
I
you didn't
left
leave the candle
open.
In the motherfucking window, but what did you say?
I was like, since you seem so conflicted, because that was her word, I was like, you can do your own thing. I'm not going to wait on you. So whenever you want to, I just left the door open. I was like, whenever you want to see me again, just give me a call.
See you again.
We can go from there.
Hey, wait. Whenever you want to see me again versus whenever you want to fuck, what do you think is stronger? Whenever you want to see me again or whenever you want to fuck again?
Definitely the fuck.
Then why didn't you say
that? I'm gonna say this, like, she ran game on me, because when she told me this shit, like, oh, I think you just want to fuck me, we just have a sexual connection, I was just trying to make it seem more like, yeah, like, I'm just not trying to fuck you. I actually, like, want to get to know you as a person.
Oh,
that's why I said she.
All right, well, okay. So what are you going to do now? Because I got to get to the show. So what are you going to do? Because I got to continue with the show. What are you going to do?
I mean, so I just wanted to move on. So I wanted to ask you, like, what can I do for future references if I run into this situation again?
This is the same thing. What are you talking about? Again, you got to learn your square. You got to learn how to stand on shit. You don't know how to do that, man. You're going to fall the same way with the next woman because you're not standing for anything, man.
So how do I become more firm on standing on my square?
Get in and just get some coaching. Just get some coaching, all right? Because, you ain't a student of the game. You just hovering around, and now you got your ass ate up. And now, see, this is what, you know, I'm not really biblical, but it just goes back to, like, Noah's Ark and shit. You see, I'm building a great fucking ark for you, and all you're doing is standing around laughing and not doing anything. Then when it starts to flood and shit, you the first one to bang on the goddamn door saying, let me in. You see what I'm saying? Get off your lazy ass. Get off your lazy ass and be a student of the game so you don't have this problem again, okay, man?
Yeah, and I would say, like, the reason I just been listening to you because, I mean, I'm still in a financial situation where I'm trying to...
I don't care. You ain't good. You called in. We just keep calling in until you get your shit together, okay? All right? Because I don't want to hear excuses because you get off your ass and get another job. Work two jobs and shit. Bust your ass, okay?
I appreciate you taking my call. All
right, good call, though. Hey, good luck. Hey, good luck with your new relationship because you're going to go back to her. I know you are. So good luck with your relationship. All right, man. I'll holler back, man. All right, guys, we're back to the show, guys. Y'all want to call in, y'all can. I'm sorry for the delay, but we're just trying to I try to help you guys. Guys, you got a question, put a Q in here. Let's continue what we're talking about, guys. Gentlemen, we're talking about the etiquette a man must have. Okay, guys, get your crayons out. Let's chop it up. Let's break this thing down, okay? So as I was saying to you guys before the phone call to rehash this, is that there is no woman that is out of your league. And the mindset that you are everything to yourself has to take place in this moment. Because if there is a chink in your armor, I promise you, she is smart enough to find it. And when she finds it, she knows how to run it, open it up, and rule you, okay? So what we want you guys to do is we want you guys, unlike this last caller, I hope he's listening, is not to be impressed because you're with a woman. You shouldn't be satisfied and say, wow, I'm with a beautiful woman. You should be like, this is the norm. You should be immune to her charm, her body, her touches, and her kisses to a point where if she is not doing what you expect her to do, or she's not following what you need her to do, then what you need to do is move her along, okay? How do you deal with over-talkative? Christian, come on, please, Christian. Stop, Christian. Christian, please stop, man. Oh, come on, Christian. What? This can't be a question. I think you're joking. I'm going to keep going to the next one. I got the three judgments to write down. Never got the fourth and fifth. The fourth judgment that you have is when you judge men. The fourth judgment comes in when you're sitting around asking questions about other men and what they're doing and worrying about what they're doing. Excuse me, guys. I got a fucking throat. Something in my throat. I got like maybe a hair in my throat. Can't get it out. But anyway, guys, y'all want to call in. Y'all got the number. Let's continue with the show. Y'all want to call in. Gentlemen, the number is 563-999-3056, gentlemen. And let's chop it up. What we're talking about today is the etiquette we have to have. And this is something that I think is one of the biggest problems, is that you just don't think you're good enough. The self-worth is really low when you think a woman is out of your league. As I showed you before, gentlemen, every woman that you deal with, everyone, and let me see if I can find it, because I always love to find this one because this is how it should be. No, it's not the one where she tells you she misses you and all that. No, that's not it. Where is it at? I think it is on this one right here. What we want you guys to have and what we're looking for you guys to understand in all of this when it comes to the game is that no matter how beautiful she is and how good she looks, this is what we want at the end of the day. We want the woman telling you that she feels that she's not in your league because how you move, how you think, how you behave, your etiquette. See, your etiquette, gentlemen, I'm showing you right now, should make a woman automatically do this and say, wait a second, he's not like the average guy. I can't move him by my body. I can't move him by flirting or touching him. What do I have to do? I can't move him. I'm really interested in him, but he's not even fazed by being around me as if he's used to being around beautiful women. I am not in his league. They should be telling you, I don't think I'm in your league. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I'm in your league, gentlemen. And that's what we're trying to get you guys to have a kind of an etiquette about yourselves when it comes to this. The next thing that I want to talk about as far as your etiquette, okay? Okay. And this kind of attaches to the women, but it attaches more to you. End of the day. No matter what part of the day it is, this is the one thing that actually separates the men from the boys. It actually separates my kind from most of you. And this is, I'm saying this with love. This is no knock on you. I don't want to see that I'm being disrespectful, but I want to be honest with you. As a man, my etiquette is to love me, cherish me, adore me, be infatuated with me more than anything else on this world, period. Because what that does is that gives me I'm driven by self, okay? All right? And when a woman throws an idea or says something to you, the question isn't, well, should I or shouldn't I? The question is what do I get out of this shit? How many times do I tell you guys, what does she bring to my world? Other than her body, what do you bring to my world that is worth my attention, that's worth my time, that's worth my respect and worth my dick? What are you bringing? What do I get out of this? You want to see me? What am I getting out of this? What is it? See, most guys out there, okay, you guys want to help everybody and you want to be understanding and you want to be the shoulder to cry on and you want to be the guy to cheer her up when she's down and all this other stuff. What do you get out of that? Nothing. But I'm asking, what do I get out of it? Whenever a woman brings something up, that's what I ask myself that question. And if he was thinking about that caller, let me check the caller, that last caller that called in, well, I want to go, I'm going back to my ex-boyfriend. Well, I'm thinking, what do I get out of this? Well, you know what? What I can get out of this is she can have her man and just use me on the side as her dildo. That's what I get out of this. And because that's what I get out of this, that's my four. I'm going to stand on it, defend it, and I know why. And I'm going to express that to her. I'm telling you guys out there that's listening to me. Listen to me. Please listen. I know this is weird, me telling you with this conquering mentality I'm going to start getting you to have, that if I don't get anything out of it, what is in it for me then? What do I get out of this shit? Because everything that goes through the castle or through my mind has to be processed with me first, me first. But gentlemen, please understand this. This is what's going to make you an asshole. This is what's going to make you a jerk. This is what's going to make you selfish, conceited, and arrogant when you are thinking me first, okay? Unlike you guys out there, I value my time. That's a four. That's a fixed four. It's not flexible. My time is something I do not waste, okay? And if it's not going towards my four, I'm gone. But see, what you guys don't understand is that you don't love yourselves enough. Because of the love I'm trying to give you is that it's all going to be about you. The universe, the world, everything about you. But when you don't love your yourself, just like that last caller, your source of your fucking feelings and how you think and how you move will be dictated by the woman. Okay? By the woman. And you should never spend more on a woman than you would yourself. And y'all guys do this all the time. You spend so much on these women, but you never do anything for yourselves. And it just doesn't make any sense why you guys don't actually love yourselves. Sure, you may like yourself, but I'm talking about being infatuated. I mean, just like to a point where you feel like you're stalking yourself, to a point where you feel that you got to put a restraining order on yourself because you are so much into you that you feel like you got to go to the police station and be like, man, I need a restraining order on who? Well, me. Because for some reason, I follow me so much. I'm all about me so much. I'm doing that so much, right? That I need to put a restraining order on myself because I need to put some distance between me and myself because all I do is think about me, me, me. My. And yeah, a lot of guys don't have that kind of etiquette. So when that happens, it's a domino effect because then at that point, when you see a woman, you just automatically assume she's better than you. See, when you have the me mentality, there's no woman out there greater or better than you. There's no woman out there. It kind of connects it. There's nobody in outside of your league. There will never be any of that. But also with that being said, when it comes to my etiquette, that's very important to me, guys, is that the thing is that before I walk out that door or even when I wake up open my eyes, because I love me, because I'm all about me, I'm accountable for me, and I will never be a victim to society, the world, or women. And if we look out and we look at the world today, we see victims in every form, shape, and fashion. A lot of guys blame this fictional guy called the man that's holding them down when they can create their own businesses. There are people out there bringing up fictional boogeymen saying that, you know what, this is why I'm not going where I'm at. But when it comes to the game, there's a lot of you guys that complain about how unfair the world is, or you watch people that teach you how to be more like that, how to push the narrative of how unfair the world is. And, you know, it's not fair that I can't get that pretty woman. It's not fair that he wins. You know, he doesn't have my degree. He doesn't dress as good as I dress, and he doesn't have a car like I got, but yet he's smashing all the pretty women. Oh, darn it. Listen, as a man, I know this, and this is part of my etiquette. I know the world is a fucking tough place to live, okay? But you know what? Even though I'm in the tough world or in the fucking Serengeti, I will always make the motherfucking decision to be the predator in that motherfucking system, the one we're in right now. I told you there's four. There's the weather, there's nature, then there's you humans out there, then there's us. I am a predator in the Serengeti. I move for me and me alone, and I hunt for me and me alone, okay? For me and me alone, okay? Let me see here. Let's see. Steve, wouldn't you get a lot of haters for being all about me? CP, listen, peep game. Good question. Well, you have to understand, young man, and this shows why you don't love yourself. This question shows where you are right now and why. Oh, let me put the phone number back. I'm sorry, guys. Why your food in the game? Because of this question. I rather them hate me than me care. I don't give a look. Steve Peep Peep game. I mean, I'm not saying this to be arrogant and all this other shit. I just don't give a fuck, man. I don't care, and I'll never allow what someone thinks of me move me, because what they think is none of my business, because they're not me. They're allowed to like me. It's none of my business. They're allowed to hate me. That's none of my business. The women are allowed to love me. It's none of my business. The women are allowed to want me. Women are allowed not to want to be with me. It doesn't matter what the situation is. I just don't care. I don't care. What I care about is the world working for one motherfucker and one motherfucker only, and that's me. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else but that, gentlemen. And that's what I'm trying to get you guys. See, you can't see the world and have this etiquette when you care about what someone thinks about you. So many of you guys, a lot of you black guys want to date out your race, but you can't, because if I date out of my race, my mother's going to be upset. My family's going to shun me, and nobody's going to like me. Get the fuck out of here. There's a lot of you other guys that are, you may be arranged marriages or something. You know, I've got to marry this fucking woman I've never seen before, because if I don't, my family's going to shun me. And they go, oh, man, dog, are y'all fucking serious, man? Kick me out of the tribe or wherever the fuck you are. Kick me out. You want to know why? Because I'm only out for me. And if it's not benefiting me, okay, me, I don't care. I'm telling you, and this etiquette is going to get you everything you want, because the thing women are drawn in to guys like me is that they think they can fix me. And they think that, you know what, it's like a fucking Star Wars story or some shit. Oh, I know you, like Luke talking to his old man. The women are talking to me like, Steve, I know there's good inside of you. And I know there's good inside of me. I'm good to me. I know there's good inside of me. But you know that darkness that you have, you know, that cloud. There's nothing dark about me wanting to take care of me first. Well, what is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. But if you think that I'm going to change, you got the wrong thing. And I'm telling you guys, y'all don't see it. These women out here love my kind, because I am the roller coaster. I am mysterious. I am all the things you want to be, but you're not, because you're like, she can read you forwards and backwards, because you care. You care when she says no. You care when she says yes. You care when she sends you a text. You care when she wants to see you. You give, I mean, my God, isn't this something that should happen all the time? Why do y'all care so much? Why? And I know y'all say, and some woman say, Steve, you're just a Scrooge. You goddamn right I am. But I win, because nothing affects me. I don't lose. I don't. I learn. I don't lose. I don't care enough about a woman to worry. But what I'm saying is that for many of you guys out there, and this is why I tell you, and this is why I push you to see how it is, how the world is when you have the ultimate power and the ultimate control over yourself. It draws women in because they love to lose control when they're around a controllable man who's, I'm not saying controllable as in her controlling the man, but as far as the man in control of himself. See, when the man's in control of himself, that's what they like. That's what they like. They love that shit. They cream over that. They're always going to act like they don't care. Guys, I promise you, they're always going to play that role. I don't like guys that have that act like assholes and jerks. I don't like guys that are that are just like that. But what you know what's so great about it? It allows you to do so many things. You get to be open and honest, and you get to tell them what the fuck the deal is, and they love it. They love it. Okay? They love it. And what I'm saying is this. It doesn't matter. But NB, listen. Listen. I don't care. I'm not here to please anybody. And if you want to please people, then you're in the wrong room. You are in the wrong room if you want to please people or you're worried about people. It is, listen, I'm not out here pushing an agenda. I'm here pushing my own agenda. And when I see something I like, I'm going to push myself up on her and let her know this is how it is to be with me. I didn't say anything about me being with her. I don't know what the fuck y'all think this is. We on some other level shit, man. We're not on the basic. If you guys want girlfriends and you guys want women to like you and all that, you're in the wrong room. We're on another level here. What is she bringing to my world and what is she doing for me? If she's not doing anything for me, I will train her to do that until she's not trainable. She is until she isn't. And that's the truth, guys. Y'all want to call in? The lines are open, guys. 563-999-3056 is the number. But I'm not saying this to be a dick, but I'm just being honest with you, okay? But see, as I always told you guys, a beautiful thing about us in the Serengeti as men or wherever we're at, not playing by the rules. We're all here together, but we're not here together because we're not playing by the weak rules you play by. You play by boy has no fucking confidence. Boy goes outside his door. Boy meets girl. Boy thinks girl is beautiful. Boy falls head over heels. Boy starts to cupcake, starts to judge. Boy starts to kiss her ass. And boy might get a fucking to take her out to dinner on a date. We do not play by those rules. That's what makes women, they're more drawn into us. And this is the thing I told you, not trying to fit in the box, not trying to fit out of the box. But the thing is the reason why I stand out in the crowd is not because I try to stand out in the crowd, okay? I don't try to dress fancy. I don't try to drive a nice car, have a house, eat a nice crib. I didn't have those things. Remember, I didn't have those things. I never stood on those things. But what drew me out is when I knew that I had to take two buses to work. I knew I had a car, but I tried to save gas. My apartment was small. I didn't have the nice cars. Gentlemen, I knew all this stuff, right? But I also know when I talk to a woman, it's a fucking wrap. All I gotta do is just give me a few minutes and I talk to her and I'm good. It's all I need. Cause I know I'm gonna make her smile. Much most guys don't do. Most guys don't make women blush. Most guys don't make women laugh. Most guys don't make them react to things. They don't do that. I know I can. So I know that I'm going to stand out of the box as soon as her and I start to interact with each other because she's going to start to realize that I am not like the average guy. Point where she's asking me, how many women are you seeing? What do you want from me? Do you want a relationship? Is this just sex? And I answer every question with the damn truth. Because here's the thing, guys. She's asking me, you're a smooth talker. How many other women do you talk to? Only the ones I find that I'm interested in. Well, do you want a relationship? No, don't know you well enough to have a relationship. What, all you want to do is sleep with me? No, I don't want to sleep with you. Then what are you here for? What, do you want the truth? Well, the truth is I'm here to show you why you should be fucking me. Wait, what? You never heard that one. You see, when you can throw a woman off her fucking Tampax by telling her that kind of a truth, it fucks them up because they've never, every woman out there that y'all seen have never met a motherfucker that is bold enough to tell her that I'm not here to fuck you, because I'm not. Now, yes, I'm here to get the invite. That's the truth. But I'm not here to fuck you. I'm here to show you why you should be fucking me. That's the honest truth. That's it. That's the truth. That's how I am. That's how I'm so deep into me that I can say that easily. And here's the best thing about it. It throws them off because they've never heard anybody say that before. But then what she'll do, gentlemen, is she will start to add things up in her head. He made me smile. He made me laugh. He made me blush. He made me think. He made me react. Oh, my God. He was clear, concise, transparent. He didn't beat around the bush. Didn't walk on eggshells. Looked me dead in my eye. And he was leading me the whole way. There's two totally different guys. I don't want you guys running out here right now and telling women, well, I'm not here to fuck you, girl. I'm here for you to fuck me. And then you the guy that's saying, well, is it okay if I call you? Is it okay if we go? It's not going to work. What I'm saying is that the reason why it works for me is because she adds up my behavior to see that I have experience. See, the reason I can talk this way is because I'm a Ginsu chef for me. I have already, in my apartment, I've already sound checked my place. The lighting, the music, everything is solid. Wine above my bed, the easel, the lights in the shower, everything's solid. Sound checked perfectly. I sound checked every place that I go out. All the places that I know I can take her. Let me put that. I'll answer that question in 1 second, CP. I'll put that in there. But gentlemen, I've sound checked all the things. I've sound checked a lake spread your ass cheeks. I've sound checked going to wine. Coffee or ice cream on the corner of your face and pillow your ass in the air. Sound check those places. I sound checked these places to go for a wine or cocoa. They're all sound checked. So that means I have everything together. I know how to approach. I know I know how to put my bid in. I know how to put my bid in. I know what to do as soon as she gets in touch with me. I know how to lead her. I know what to do. I even know what to do on the first date when she walks through the door and deal with the waiter. Guys, it's already there in the future. And I just got to lead her to that point. But I know everything to do. You want to know why? Because I keep telling you, I don't need to change it for a woman. And every woman is going to get the same thing until I feel like I want to do something different. But the key word, I do. And that's the difference. And that's why I can be what I am. And the guys like me can be what we are, because we're saying to the woman that she's not special, okay? She's not. And a lot of y'all guys, she is. How do you develop the character of non-judgmental? What are some of the methods to develop? Well, you need coaching. Definitely need coaching. You can't answer. You want to know how to be a heart surgeon in one sentence. You need coaching, brother. And if you choose not to do it, don't ask those questions, because I'm going to say the same thing. You need help. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys, and I appreciate y'all being here, guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all have the number 563-999-3056. And we're talking about etiquette. We're talking about the kind of etiquette that you must have, okay? And when it comes to being who you are, especially going out of your box. And what is so important about being outside the box? The thing that's so important about that is that the only thing that I do, okay, more than anything, is break all the rules of your fucking world that you're in. Because we're in the same fucking thing, whatever this thing is. We have to interact with you. But the difference is I am breaking all the – there's only three rules I'm not breaking. There's only three rules I'm not breaking. First rule is law of the land. I'm not going to kill anybody, because I watched too much of the first 48. And, gentlemen, if you kill somebody and you have your phone with you, they will ping the towers to your thing and you're going to jail. That's the first 48. But anyway, I will never kill nobody. Unless I, you know, unless it's like a purge or someone's trying to break into my house. The next thing is that I'm gonna follow the law of the road, meaning that I'm gonna drive a little bit past the speed limit. But I've got the sticker of the 100 Club. So I'm part of the 100 Club. So that's the hookup. So I've got a loophole in that second one, because every time I get pulled over, I always get a warning, even though I speed, and a thank you. So because I'm part of the 100 Club, that's kind of. But I'm saying for you guys, since y'all are not in the 100 Club, I'm saying that. Don't speed, law of the thing. And then last one is your job. If you have a job, you go to work and do your goddamn job and go home. Outside of those three laws right there, I break the rules that society, boy meets girl, boy has to kiss girl's ass, boy's got to take girl to dinner, boy's got to beat around the bush, boy's got to walk on eggshells, boy's got to try to impress girl, boys got to kiss girls' ass and all this other stuff. And boys got to get her to like her and all this. Man, I break all the rules. Gentlemen, right, this is a key one. I break all the rules except, write this down. I break all the rules except my own rules, my own laws, my own codes. I break all the rules except my own, because the rules that I have for myself are in place for me to maximize how I move in the game. That's why my rules are very important to me. My laws, my codes, my principles, excuse me, all those things are important to me, because they are set up on how I move as a man. All these things are set up on how I move, okay, gentlemen, how I move. B, tomorrow's topic is going to be on women wanting guys that have other women. But what I'm saying to you, thank you, D-Dog, what I'm saying to all you guys, listen to me, is this. And I'm explaining this, okay? Because it's the one thing that you guys are constantly doing. You're breaking your own rules for a woman. How many of you guys sit around? Oh, some of you guys sit around and tell yourselves you want sex. I don't judge you because you want to sleep with women and have women over your house. You want to do that silly shit, not knowing how that works. Do it. But you don't even stand on your rule when you see a woman. You want to just fuck her, you just tell her. But you know what? You can't even do it because you're afraid of what's going to happen. All you guys, unfortunately, y'all, it's either mom, your principals, your teachers, TV, radio, magazines, you name it, or your loser fucking friends have nurtured you motherfuckers to live within the construct of the world of expectations. Oh, you got to be a good young man. You've got to buy her flowers, and you've got to take her to a nice restaurant, and you got to take off your jacket and put it over a puddle, and you've got to beat around the bush and make her smile. You got to get her to like you first, because if she likes you, she's going to be injured. All you guys are feeding into all the stories and all the bullshit. All the stories and all the bullshit society's feeding you, giving you all these rules in which you move. I'm telling you, I'm not here to follow rules. I am shattering all that shit. I'm not playing by society's rules. Fuck society. I'm allowed to say that because I told you the three I'm following. I am following three. I told you why I'm following three. But outside of those three, I make it what the fuck I want to do, how I want to do it, how I want to move. And let me say this, because I know some of you guys may misconstrue this. So let me tell you guys, gentlemen, do not put anything in anyone's woman's drink. That falls under law number one. Do not rape a woman. That falls into law number one. Do not put your hands on a woman. that falls into law number one. So I just want to make sure y'all understand the law of the land. Do not touch, manipulate, put things in women's drinks. That falls under law number one. Okay, now I just want to make that sure y'all understand that. I don't need to do that because I'm the drug. I'm the drug. Okay, I'm the drug. I am. And what I am saying to all you young men that are listening to me, okay, is because I'm not boxed in. I'm not boxed in to this thing that says I've got to fit what she thinks I should be to please. Are you what? And guys, let me tell you, they're so used to getting their way by doing that, boxing you in, making you think that you're not good enough for them. She's so pretty. I mean, I saw a video. I wish I could. I wish I saw the video and I should have copied it. I saw a video of a motherfucker. It's raining outside. He takes off his shirt, puts it over her head, then gets an umbrella and puts it over her head, walks her to the car while he's getting wet. Mm-mm. And here's the worst part about it. Opens up the door and lets her in. Closes the door, and guess what? She never opened the she never opened his side of the door from the passenger side seat. Get out of the car. Get out. But see, this is what y'all want to do. See, I understand, and I'm not trying to be funny here. A lot of you guys out here don't, want to disappoint mom. I know a lot of you guys feel that, you know, you got to be gentlemen. And I'm not saying, everything I'm saying, I'm not saying be an asshole, a dick, or anything like that. You're just going to be perceived as one because you're the man that doesn't follow the rules of the land is the man that's mysterious. I mean, y'all guys always talk about, I want to be mysterious to a woman. I want to be mysterious to a woman, but you play exactly by the laws that she creates for you guys. And y'all just go hand in hand with that stuff. Let me check the line real quick. Lines are open. Let me read this question. I get rejected by multiple women at the same time. I get rejected by multiple women, and at the same time, I don't feel in not good enough. What is this? What is the question? Okay, when you put a Q in there, that means you're asking a question. Is this a statement or is this a question? Go beyond the weight room, fill that out, and finish that. No. Let me tell you something. I gotta help you understand mom, because she didn't mean to treat you like a simp. She loved you. You're her baby. Okay, you're her baby. So you'll always be her baby no matter how old you are. You will always be her baby. She will always nurture you like you are her baby. It's just the problem is that you didn't sever the umbilical cord. You must make the cut because mom will never make the cut. You must separate yourself from mom because she is on the other team. Even though she had you, she's still playing for the other team. If you do not believe me, call your mother up after the show and tell your mother that, you know what, I met a beautiful girl. What should I do on a date? And lick all the bullshit she tells you to do. Look at all the lies that she tells you to do. They will do it. You don't believe me, do it, okay? So I want you guys to see that. What I'm saying to all you guys out of here that's important is that the only thing that is going to draw a woman into you is that you have got to make and y'all guys are always trying to play in the rules of making the first impression. It's going to get deep. Hold on. I'm going to say it again. A lot of you guys are into making the first impression on a woman. I don't want to make a first impression. Fuck that first. My job, because my fours want the invite, I'm trying to make a lasting impression, not a first one. Too many of you guys are stuck in this box thinking that if I make a first impression, that means I'm in with her. No, you're not in with her. You just got her curiosity for a little bit, and sometimes it fades away, more times than not. What I'm saying is I'm not trying to impress her. I'm not trying to fit in. But I know how to make a lasting impression where guess what? She knows I'm a rule breaker, and guess what? What do you think happens when a woman who thinks she has value in the beginning runs into a rule breaker? You understand the excitement that happens? Think about Bridges of Madison County excitement. Think about 50 Shades of Grey. Pushing her beyond a fringe in which she's never even been in before, thinking about, oh, my God, I shouldn't do it. But you know how many girls say I shouldn't and do it because of the excitement that comes along with breaking the rules. See, gentlemen, I just say the grades on high school. It's not a young thing. I'm talking about me when I was in high school. Okay, I just say not now. When I was in high school, it would always break the rules for me. Oh my God, I would stay at my friend's house. You know what they would do? They would tell their parents that they're spending the night over their friend's house only to come stay at my. They would break the rules. They would break the rules because that's where the excitement was. Because when you break the rules with me, I'm getting you to do things that you've never done before. But also I'm acting totally opposite in which she's used to, because every guy that she runs into plays by the same set of rules. I've got to be on my best behavior. I've got to walk on eggshells. I've got to tell her what she wants to hear. I mean, if she thinks the sky is orange, I got to tell her it's orange. If she thinks the grass is blue, I can't be a Democrat if she's a Republican, and I can't be a Christian if she's a Muslim. And I, you know, y'all box yourselves in because you guys sit around and say to yourselves, I got to fit in her narrative versus, do you know how many women that, we talk politics, right? We talk politics, and I don't fit because I'm not with her. Well, let's say I'm Republican and she's Democrat, right? And she's like, well, I'm a Democrat. She'll bring it up. You know, I don't ever talk politics with women anyway. I don't know. What's it cool? Are you one? Nope, I'm not. Anyway, but why aren't you? And it's because I don't want to, and I change it up. And listen, we're going to talk about this. I'm going to end this right now. I'm not talking politics. I'm not talking religion with you and all that other stuff. You listen, be what you are. That's what makes you what you are. But gentlemen, please understand this. And I'm going to bring this up tomorrow as well. Women do not want to date themselves because they hate themselves. That's the trick that these fucking places always screw you over with, because they think that if you have something in common with the woman that you fit her narrative. No, you're actually being her, and they don't want to date themselves. They don't want that. Let me get some of these questions and stuff. T-Dog, and then I got you, Beyond. I got you next on the question and everything. I got you. Yeah, again, A. Bernie, 9.5 weeks. 9.5 weeks broke rules. See, the beautiful thing about the game, that rule break, I meet a lot of women that say, you know what, I would never eat pussy. I would never, I've never even thought about it ever. I would never do it. And you want to know why they end up eating pussy around me? Is because it's not an expectation to be with me, but the way I do it, because when I bring certain things out of them, I begin them to start tasting their own juices, and they love the taste of it. Oh, man, it just spins out from that point. But they make the decision. I never manipulate, but they know what they think sex is and sexuality, because I up it. And this is the reason why a lot of the young freshman girls are fucking the older men and the professors, because them old motherfuckers know how to run game and also know how to take their sexuality to levels in which the average college young boys king. So it's a beautiful thing. How should I leave a candle in the window after putting in my bid and her mentioning that she has a boyfriend? Unfortunately, she can't meet for drinks. But that's what you do. Okay, this is not complicated. The next time you want to laugh, smile, blush, think, and react, call me. That's it, man. This is not. Don't make it more than what it is. You're just telling her that I understand what you're saying. You have my number. And when you're ready to call me, call me. And that's it. And I'm done. That's all you need to do. You don't have to do anything more. Because, gentlemen, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you why this is a great thing real quick. I can't tell you how many women I've had tell me, you know, I'm just not interested in you. I got a boyfriend or I'm seeing someone, da, 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 da. But yet they take the number. Once I know they take the number, I'm halfway in now. Because the way I impress them by how I hit them with the five, the thinking, the smiling, the laughing, the blushing, all that, how I hit them with those things are huge. So when they're going out, But like, I'll give you an example. Can't give you no names, but one of my boys, you know, like I was telling y'all earlier today, one of my boys, you know, he's got a girl and everything, and he met another chick and realized he had a girl. You know what she said? Well, you know what? I'm not the kind of girl to mess up relationships, and I just don't feel good about, you know, you having somebody, and, you know, I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to move forward. You know what he said? Goodbye. And then all of a sudden, he got a message. Well, what are you up to today? I didn't see you today. How are you doing? I'm going to X. Can you come by and can we, you know, you want to hang out with me? And then from the hangout became, you want to have a drink with me? That turned into how she likes to have sex, how she's bisexually curious, and how she wants to probably have a threesome, but she's looking for somebody to elevate her. Now, my boy is in his late 40s and she is in her, like, she's like 27, 26 years old. So please overstand what I'm telling you. All the shit that they are saying is all that I'm a good girl and I won't, they fucking will. They will, gentlemen. Believe me, they will. But you've got to be able to back it up. They're not going to do it with someone who doesn't have the experience. Experience comes with everything. Another question. I get rejected by multiple women, and at the same time, I don't feel like I'm good enough for women. Is it a numbers game or I'm doing something wrong? Oh, you're doing everything wrong. You're doing everything wrong. I'm going to explain to you why you're doing everything wrong. You're doing everything wrong because you're making it about everybody except yourself. You're making it, listen to what you're saying. I get rejected by multiple women. Okay? You, even though you put your I first, you're talking about you get rejected by multiple women, okay? All right? And then on top of that, look at the judgment you have placed. Listen, this is how simple I keep trying to tell all you guys that listen to me. If you have one, two, three, or four of these judgments, if you have these, okay, it doesn't matter what you are, how old, whatever. If you judge yourself and feel that you're not good enough, you're the problem. If you're judging women, you're the problem. And what do you see right here? You're thinking about women, strike one, and then look at the judgment you place on yourself. So it's not a numbers game. See, okay, this is what I want to explain to you guys. And I don't think y'all understand how game works. It's very easy. God damn it! I didn't want to go to the board, so I will just wish I had my marker. Easy. This is easy. Okay. All right. Let me show you what I'm talking about. If your thinking is on level one, your thoughts and your behaviors only seep to the level of your thinking, meaning that if you think it's a numbers game, so every time you talk to a woman, hold on, let me draw the arrows, because I want to show you why y'all guys lose. Every time you talk to a woman, you're still in the you're still going in the same cycle as level one, because you're not getting any game, you're not getting any coaching. You think because you talk to a bunch of women that that's supposed to elevate you to what, a two, a three, a four, a five? No, it only elevates you to the level of your thought. Oh, man, we get deep today. Let me say this again. To the level of what this, okay, this is what people don't want you to know. This is what people don't want you to know. This is why I tell you never go to marriage counseling. This is why you don't go to therapy and all that other shit, because there is a secret that you guys don't even know why you still fail. Because the marriage counselor, the therapy guy, and all these other guys that you go to, their job is to keep you at the same level you're at, because if you grow, you're not going to get their business anymore. So what they do to you, dumb motherfuckers, same with a lot of these guys that do theory and YouTubes, what they do, your level one thinking, meaning level one thinking, level one behaviors. And no matter what you do, no matter how many women you talk to, no matter how, because at this point, y'all probably fucking approaching anyway, how you text, how you talk is still on the same level. It's still on the same level. And it's, hey, look, you can talk to 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 or a million women's. But as long as your thinking is here, this is the level of thought you're going to have. And y'all don't understand. That's why I keep trying to tell y'all. Y'all guys think that I can watch a YouTube and connect the dots and move up in the game. And do you notice why you're not growing? It's the same thing I keep telling y'all. Same way you were last year, same way you are this year. Why? Because you choose not to get the proper coaching to move up. I'm not here to keep you around. I'm here to break you fucking free so you can go out there and smash these women. But you're not going to do it. You're not going to win. You can't win on your thinking. See? Look at your level one. Now, remember, this is level one thinking. I get rejected by multiple women, okay? Here's the thought, okay? And at the same time, I feel like I'm not good enough, right? Then here's the behavior. Is it a numbers game or am I doing something wrong? Of course. You're just doing what you're supposed to be doing, and why you're losing is because you're operating on the same level. I cannot be a doctor by watching a YouTube or buying a board called, you know, the operation game and, you know, grabbing the toys out of the thing without the buzzing. Y'all don't understand. In order to win, you've got to be a student of the game. See, if I want to be a doctor, I got to go to college. I got to go to medical school, do the residency thing. I got to do all these years before I can even become a goddamn doctor. But yet, you grown men actually think that you're supposed to level up. And here's the worst part. Your level up is based off a woman. A woman. I'm trying to free you from this. But you're never going to get it as long as your thinking is here. Period. I'm serious. This is why you've been, listen, Beyond the Weight Room, this is why you've been doing the same things over and over and over and over and over and over again. And think you're going to get a different result because of the level of your thinking. Your level of your thinking is holding you and a lot of you guys back. Let me check the phone lines real quick before I continue. Guys, 8 minutes before the lines go down, okay? 8 minutes and we'll continue. Why are women attracted to, okay, guys, third judgment here. I didn't even finish, and I already see he's wrong. See this guy? This is, fourth judgment. Y'all see why this is so easy? I mean, I tell you all the time, and y'all still do it. Why are women attracted to men that have other women? We'll talk about that on Sunday. But why do you care? But at the same time, want a guy to themselves and not see another one. Dude, they don't want that. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, dude. We'll talk more about it. We'll break that down tomorrow, tomorrow's show. I saw it. Thank you for catching that, Alex. We'll keep that, man. You want to know why this is even worse than what you just said? Brother, you're not supposed to feel good enough. You're not supposed to feel good enough for women. That's the fucking problem. I'm trying to teach you guys to learn how to feel good enough about your fucking selves. But again, you wanting to feel good enough for women puts you in judgment number three. What do I have to be with her? And this is, I keep telling guys, this is why my job is so easy, because y'all don't pay attention. And what y'all saying is showing why y'all are losing, man. You're trying to justify, you can't do it. You can't justify it that way. JC, I moved to a college campus. I'm 21. How can I be a ladies' man? I'm destined to be and start slaying. No, you're not. I'm glad you moved to a college campus. But you, in order to be a ladies' man, you've got to be a man first. See, the key word in this is man. I mean, you said ladies' man, right? The key word in ladies man is the word man, and you can't be a man when your thinking is right here. It just doesn't work, okay? It just doesn't work when you think this way. You cannot be a ladies man because you're not a man first, okay? And that's what so many of you guys do not understand in what I'm trying to tell you. And this is why you watch the YouTubes, and this is why you're always trying to find the quick fixes and all this other stuff, but yet you're the same person, because you don't understand the level that you're on is going to keep you wherever you're at, no matter what information you get, until you get somebody that can break you free or give you a shift in the way you think to move you on beyond your thinking. Because every level you go up, you begin to see new things about yourself and see new things about the world and all this other stuff, man. Okay? That's what I'm trying to show you guys out here, okay? All right? That's what I'm trying to show you. But you can't see the possibilities that you possibly have or that you can have or have for yourselves when Your thinking is right here. Your thinking is right here. Your thinking is right here because your thoughts are not in line with your behaviors. And look, a thought might be a cycle thought that goes on and on and on, the movie theater in your mind, or the behavior might be one where you just don't talk to women, you know what, or you do and it just doesn't work out. And it's there. And unfortunately, that's the truth. And I'm not here to be the bearer of bad news, but I want to show you guys how important game is and all of this, and you're not actually learning game if you're not a student of the game, okay? If you're not a student of the game, okay? See, another thing is, and this goes to the next thing about the etiquette, I'll never do two things when I walk out the door. I would say three things, but I'm not going to bring up the third one. I'm just going to tell you two things. When I walk out that door, I'm not going out that door with judgments on my head. I'm not going to be judgmental, meaning that when I see a woman, I'm not going to judge her off of her looks. nor am I going to judge myself in that realm of judgment. But another thing I am not going to do, and one thing you can't, the one thing you can't do is the one thing that everybody tries to ask you to do, but you can't do it if you're actually in the game. And that is kissing and telling. You cannot. Look, when you with your boys, you can kiss and tell. Because y'all in y'all little group, you know, y'all like chopping it up amongst your fellas and stuff. But you can't kiss and tell the world what you're doing. You can never do it. I don't know. You cannot talk about things that you're doing with women who have jobs, monies, careers, families, dating, whatever the fuck. You don't want to fuck up this stuff. See, as a man, I know when I walk out that door, I'm going to meet all kind of women, okay? All right? And I'm going to meet shy women, outgoing women, and some in between, okay? It doesn't matter what they are, okay? It's going to happen all the time, okay? And there's going to be women that are going to want long-term relationships. There's women going to want to have a fling. There's women going to want to have a... Any more seconds, and we'll shut down the lines. But there are going to be women that want to have a fling, but then may turn into a long-term relationship. There might be women that want to have a long-term relationship, want to turn into a fling. Every woman is different, okay? But what I'm saying is that, listen, I'm not trying to have any attachments to the woman, even though they're going to be attached to me. I'm my own drug. I produce my own drug, like I was telling you guys. But at the end of the day, I'm never, as a whore, a gigolo, a slut, you never, the one thing you can't do is put business on the street or judge a woman. You can't, it's the one-two punch. What the worst thing you can do. And the worst part about you guys is that you do it all the time and you don't even understand what it is. This is why women are not going to be with a lot of you guys. Let me explain this. As soon as you are either judgmental or you put a little bit of her business on the street, how can she trust you? I got my answer. I see I got questions. I'm going to post your questions. How can she trust you to be nasty? How can she trust to do dirty things with you when all you're doing is judging her for, get some drink. Excuse me. All you're doing is judging her for how dirty she is. How is she supposed to express herself to you, man? Doesn't work that way, man. Let me answer some of these questions. We got a few of these questions up. AS asked a question. He says, what is the best way to forget about my ex? She's always on my mind for some reason. Sir. Sorry. You need some coaching, brother. And until you do, every time you ask this question, I'm going to just keep this around and hold this up and show you, you're never going to get over it. Because of your low level, who you are, all you're thinking about is whatever it is that's going on, and because you're low level. So you don't keep thinking about it until you get some proper coaching. So that's just, it's not going to change until you decide to make the change. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, B, if you want to put B as a bid, let me know what your bid is. Go ahead, post it. I got you. I'm fine. Oh, Steve, if a woman says she identifies as a lesbian, does that mean I rescind my bid or do I give her my number just to get? Dude, okay. We'll be learning this in the book. I'll give grades. All right, listen. Everything a woman says and everything a woman does to a man allows me to guide her where I want her to go. I'm going to say it again. It allows me to guide her exactly where I want her to go. If she identifies herself as a lesbian, and I've had women who have told me I'm a lesbian, ended up being bisexual, of course, but you know what breaks the ice is that, oh, my God, look at that right here. Look, not only did I make you smile, not only did I make you blush, laugh, and think, but guess what? I just realized that you and I have something in common because guess what? I'm a lesbian too, which is going to make her laugh even more. So, because you're a lesbian and I'm a lesbian, here's my number. Call me so you and I can have lesbian conversations together and connect on that level. Dog, it's an easy alley-oop, but you guys, again, you're missing it. You can't even see it. Can't even see it was right in front of you. She's telling you you're a lesbian. Aren't you a lesbian? Aren't you a lesbian? Yes. I am a lesbian. So I understand your plight, and I understand what you're going through. Because, baby, I love eating that pussy just as much as you do. So you and I have something in common. Why would you rescind a bid, okay? And what do you mean, do you give her your number? You give her your number, man. And guys, this is a layup. This is an easy layup, gentlemen. It's a layup. It's easy. Next question. How do I get my thoughts in line with my behaviors? Because it seems like... Do y'all see what I mean by level one thoughts? Do y'all see what I'm talking about, level one thoughts, why you lose? You're already told what to do, and yet you're still asking a question. This is what I'm talking about. This is why a lot of y'all going to lose, man. I don't understand. Common sense is just not common. Common sense is just not common. Let me get to the next question. I just don't understand it. Common sense is just not common. Jesus Christ. I mean, oh, my God. God, who said that? Universal, yes, universal, law zero. I don't know if this is for you, brother. I don't know if this is for you, man. This might not be for you, man. I'm just going to keep moving. When a woman is in a room and she has a lot of attention on her, is it even worth putting a bid? Okay, judgment number two. Guys, the thing that I'm showing you that no one's showing you is just a beautiful Mona Lisa. This is judgment number two right here. And this is why you lose. When a woman is in the room, she has a lot of attention on her. Is it even worth putting in a bid at the moment? See that right there? Judgment number two. Thinking that because she has other guys around her, I don't have a chance. So stay away from her, G-Man. You're in judgment number two. And as long as you're judging women, you're going to lose. You're judging women. Judgment number two. Yes, a unique hit it. How do unique? Let me tell you, because you're looking at her and her situation, and you automatically feel like you're not good enough to even go over there and put your bid in. You're falling under judgment number two, damn near part judgment one. And this is why you're losing. Thank you, Unique. You hit it well because you're a great student, Unique. Judgment number two right here. What do you mean? So what? So what's the difference between her being around a bunch of guys versus her being around a bunch of dogs, her being around a bunch of cats, her being around a bunch of grass? What if she's around a bunch of leaves? Are you going to still say the same thing? I mean, this is what I'm keep trying to tell you guys. You guys don't really want women because all you do is make all these goddamn excuses. But this is a lack of self-worth on your part. And this is why a lot of you guys are losing, because you guys do not believe in yourself. I told you guys, the one that I got in Germany, and I've got a few of them, but the Germany was the best one, was that she was always around an entourage of people, okay? The only reason I didn't talk to the one that was around an entourage of people because she was around some cock blockers. Now, if she was around a bunch of women, I'd have went right in there. But I know the rule. When you get around a bunch of guys, one of them motherfuckers she trusts more than she trusts me. And whatever he's going to say to her, she's going to think it is truth. So you got to back the fuck off. But see, the problem is that you've already placed the judgment. You have already placed the judgment, and you don't even realize that you did that. You don't even realize you placed the judgment on the woman. So this is a bad thing. How do you deal with a Muslim woman? Because it's a big sin to have sex before marriage, and most of Muslim parents are strict and can't make them girls go easy and say the Muslim. Well, House, listen, I've dated and been with Afghan and Pakistan women. So I understand the Muslim thing, but I do understand that. Listen, again, I never forced any Muslim woman to break her religion. They just chose to do it just to be with me. So, but again, your fourth judgment right here. You're stuck on what people think. Listen, look, big dog. If she vows not to have sex before marriage, then goodbye. Why am I going to waste my time? Why? What is this deal with? What is this deal with thing? What do y'all mean? I don't understand why you guys feel like you cannot handle a simple situation. Well, there is no such thing as deal with. You get rid of, not deal with, get rid of, okay? Get rid of, okay? Hey, my name is Sea Dog. I noticed you came across the room. I couldn't help it, but notice your potential. Time out. What the fuck potential does she have? I mean, my God, what power do you have to look at a woman and say she's got potential? You've already fucked up because now you're throwing shit up on the wall. You're not putting a bid in. This is an approach because look at what you're saying. I couldn't help notice your potential. The fuck, what is potential? The fuck does that mean? Please explain what that means by potential. The way you move, your style, your vibe. How do you know her move? How do you know her style? And how do you know her vibe? If you don't even know her, please explain that, Bear. And your vibe is something I like to unbox. What kind of creepy ass unbox? Whoa. Throw that shit in the fire, burn it, and then call the airplanes to shoot missiles and bombs, and then get a tractor to chunk that shit, put it in a rocket ship, shoot that shit towards Mars and then blow that bitch up and keep going past Mars. Just let it keep going because that shit was weak as fuck. What is the best way to maintain stamina when it comes to it? What is it? If you can't even say what it is, what is it? What is it? Jesus Christ. What do you mean when it comes to it, man? Who speaks like that? What do you mean when it comes to it? Ain't no when it. Come on, dude. You got to be the man. No, why, dude? What is wrong with you, dog? Yeah, I got dogs, man. But what that man? Come on, dude. Stop that, please. Stop. My dogs have nothing to do with you not knowing game, man. Let's see what he's saying. I understand that. But here's the problem you don't understand. You've been listening to me for damn near over a year now. I know you've been listening to me over a year now. Don't say you haven't. And if you're listening to me for over a year now and you're not doing any of the things that I'm showing you and teaching you, you are not a student of the game. I don't have to do with anything currency or anything like that. You listen to all the shit you're saying and all the shit that I've been teaching you on the shows for free. You're not even incorporating any of that shit. So you just, man, I just don't think it's for you, brother. I just don't know if it's for you, man. I just don't know if it's for you. Let's see here. AS is a question. How to check a woman who look at me funny and act like, somebody please tell me what's wrong with this. Classroom. I'm gonna walk away for a second, and I want you guys when I come back to have the answer. This has got to be fucking kidding me with this shit. Answer this question in the chat room. Oh. I don't understand, AS. What part of the judgments don't you understand? Why would you check a woman? For what? For what? What is the purpose of judging a woman? For what? What does that get you? For what? What do you mean if they look at you funny? What do you mean if they act like they're too good to approach? You know why they're looking at you funny? Because you're fucking creepy. You're a weirdo. They're looking at you because you're a fucking loser. Aussie, dude, this is crazy to me. This is great. This is crazy to even ask the question. You got to be kidding me. I just need to start telling y'all guys, law zero, man. For some of you guys out here, law zero. Because y'all don't want to learn game. Y'all are not paying attention. If a woman's looking at your creepy ass AS, okay? If they're looking at your creepy ass, why do you want to be in your fucking feelings? And how do you know that she's good enough or she's too good for you? I mean, my God, is, oh, my God, man. Well, how many days are we in? We're in 8 days into the year, and y'all still doing the same shit y'all did last year. Told y'all I ain't changing. Told you that the year, all that fucking New Year shit, I promise you, it's the reason why y'all fucking up. Let me continue. Jesus Christ. See, as a man, that's beautiful about having this kind of etiquette is that the one thing that I know my words and how I talk to women affects, I know the effect I have with women. I'm not trying to cuss them out or anything like that, AS. I'm trying to intrigue them. I know what to say. I know where to say it. I know when to say it and how to say it, okay? I'm not trying to be all fancy or anything like that, man. I know how to say a lot of offensive things to make them sound like I'm flirting. But to someone like you, AS, if you say what I'm saying, it's going to come off as desperate, needy, and creepy, and thirsty. Okay? That's the difference. Because I'm here to speak my mind, but I'm not trying to force my mind on a woman. I'm not trying to do that at all. Okay? I'm not trying to do that at all. I'm just trying to, talk to them. Yeah, the answer is yeah, but what's the question, though? You're saying any experience on the swing? Yeah, the answer is yes, absolutely. Yes, yes, absolutely. I don't know. I don't know what question you want to ask, but the answer to your question, the answer is yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It is awesome. It is awesome. It is an awesome thing when you are with women that just love to fuck. It's awesome. So I don't know. Yes, the answer to your question is yes. But I think that connects all the etiquette here and all the stuff, gentlemen, that makes what I'm trying to show you, what makes you so dangerous, or really the draw-in, the making her want you making her want to be with you, making her think about you, making her miss you, making her want you, making her fantasize about you, making her all these things is, and I want to say the best to last, but at the end of the day, she knows that she can never control me. She can never tame me, gentlemen. Okay? All right? I know that I have a nasty drug called me. It's a very nasty-ass drug. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there is that I intoxicate them and I give them a little bit of my drug to make them feel certain things, to see certain things and all this other stuff. And a lot of these women will want to try to tame me because they really enjoy the experience that they have with me. You know what I'm saying? And I know that when she realizes she can't control me, that's when they begin to lose control, gentlemen. Losing control happens when she realizes that he's not moved by my looks. There's no, he's not excited or anything. What did I do wrong? Am I not good enough for him? And all these things. It's what